Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last.
Mothers and fathers. There's some of us sometimes who want something happen in the past. It's as if we suppress it, we forget about it. Welcome to Make It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly, and we're going to be having a conversation with Johannes Atlas, a man who wants me to describe him as a man after God's own heart here to serve. Welcome, Johannes.
Hey, Noreen. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show here.
So we're going to be talking about how can an understanding of our past and how it shapes us help us to foster positive relationships. Let's take it in bits and pieces. A lot of us, and as I said at the introduction of the show, once it is something that's happened in our past, whether positive or negative, some people just suppress it and want to forget about it. Why should an understanding, or why should we embrace some of our past events?
Yeah, some of the things that happen in our past, it's funny because it's not even the moment, the thing that happens, whatever the situation that happens in our past, it's not even that moment that affects us, but it's within that moment, how we interpret it. Hmm. It's what we make it be, what we make it mean, what we make it mean about ourselves and how we cope with that moment. And so it's in that moment, like I said, so how we interpret it and what we make it mean about ourselves. And so that comes in, that, you know, ties in, that's where emotional baggage begins. That's the beginning of it all. Because we then, what we make it mean about ourselves is then the identity that we then begin to attach to ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's something you definitely want to be aware of, because you don't want to attach negative identities to ourselves. Because, you know, that's only going to, foster in a negative way. That's only going to show up in subconsciously, in various little ways, it's going to show up in a negative sense in our life coming forward. But now within our past, as we look back at it, it's good to, as we look at it, it's just looking at it as it's just what is. It's not right. It's not wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just what is. And so as we're taking a look at our past, we have to, just be aware and just be open to, whatever comes up, to whatever it is. There's got to be a peace about it. It's very easy to worry and to get back into those emotions of what happened and how it made you feel and all of that. It's very easy to get sucked back into that. But as we look back at it, we have to just take a moment to step back and say, this is what happened. And it's just what it is. Hmm. So now the other part, I'm gonna sidestep here a little bit. So now emotions, with emotions, we have these emotions. They don't have us. We have them. And so we can control our emotions. And so that's the thing we have to learn to take the time to do is control how we're feeling, control the emotions that we're experiencing. And, sometimes take a moment to stop feeling emotions. And so now, getting back into it, as we look back at them, at these moments, step out of the emotion of whatever happened. And just for a minute, it's okay. Like, just for a moment, as we're looking at it, just step out of the emotion for a little bit just to see what happened. And so a lot of times as we look at our past, whatever it is that we made it mean, when you really look at that moment, none of it means that. And so again, for me, I was born with Cohen syndrome. My right hand, like I said, it's smaller than my left hand. It'll literally fit in the palm of my left hand. Mm-hmm. I made it mean about me that I'm not enough. But when I look at those moments of when I got teased and made fun of, none of those moments mean that I'm not enough. But that is just what I had then made it mean. And so it's like I said, so as we just look at our past, it's just taking the time to see just what is, and then to make steps moving forward from that point.
I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
For all your events, such as educational forums, workshops, book launches, weddings, and more, contact Noreen Daly the ultimate MC and event host. Visit NoreenDaily.com or follow her on Instagram at NoreenDailyJam. Noreen Daily, creating long-lasting memories.
I'm listening to you, and this isn't me. I'm just saying what somebody could be thinking. And I'm thinking, I've been through so much, Johannes. It's very easy for you to say. I've been sexually abused. I've been psychologically abused. I've had so much to deal with emotionally that sometimes I don't even know how to feel anything else. So how can you, Johannes, then say to me, accept it as it is and what is, and control those emotions, where every time I think about some of what I've had to deal with, it puts me into a funk, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, and that's the part where, you know, in looking at those moments, those are the it hurts my heart to hear and to know, like, some of the things that people go through sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And however, whatever happened, however, you are 100% valid for how you feel. I want people to know that whatever happened, you know, however made you feel, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely correct. However made you feel, your feelings are absolutely valid. I 100% agree with you. You have 100, that's how you feel. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right for that. There's nothing wrong with that. And so now, from this moment moving forward, do you want to continue to feel that way about that moment? Because I get it. You know, those are terrible situations. And I've had conversations with people that have gone through that kind of stuff, and it's terrible to hear about it. Like, I have little sisters, and that bothers me so. Like, men just get on my nerves sometimes, but those kind of things bother me, because, like I said, I have little sisters, and to know that, you know, that's a possibility of something that they could go through, it hurts my heart, and it's just disgusting. And so, however it made you feel, you're valid for that. You are 100% valid, and that's okay to feel however you feel. And so, from this point moving forward, because I would say, to take a minute, you know, looking at how it made you feel. Do you like feeling that way? I would ask them, do you like feeling that way? And so, from this point moving forward, when you look back at that moment, how would you like to feel? Because if you don't like feeling that way, why would you want to continue to feel that way? Sometimes we have to take the time to forgive, not for the sake of the person, but for the sake of our own peace. Because you deserve that. You deserve that peace in your heart. You deserve to have peace in your life. You 100% deserve that. And so from this point moving forward, we have to take the time to look at, how is it that I would like to feel about this moment, about my life, about me, about my relationships, about whatever the area of breakdown is, the breakdown areas of our lives, how would we like to feel in those areas moving forward? And then as we look at that, it's like, so it's first taking that moment, taking that time to forgive. And you forgive in your own timing. However long it takes for you to forgive, whatever period of time it takes for you to do that. That's okay. Everybody forgives at their own rate, but make sure you take the time to forgive, again, because you deserve peace in your life. You deserve that.
Go ahead.
So once you get that, peace, you know, like I said, just taking the time to look at how you would like to feel moving forward, and feel that. Don't just, I want to be happy, or I want to be like this. But no, when you identify how you want to feel, take the time to feel that when you look at that situation, when you look at that moment.
I'm listening, and I'm smiling, and I'm saying, when I do release this one, there's some people in my life that I'm going to ensure that they listen. what you just said. I might even send it to some of them before. Because, yeah, seriously, because they need to hear what you just said. Because it is okay to want to be past your past. I think I heard that in a sermon once or something. But I also think that sometimes you just have to embrace some of the events that would have happened to you, that would have shaped you. But as you said, do you still want to stay in that emotion when you associate or remember what has happened? And I think what happens to a lot of persons, Johannes, is that they're so accustomed to feeling a particular way that sometimes they don't think it's possible to feel anything else.
It's so crazy. And it's so unfortunate that, and yes, that is spot on. I could have put it better myself. But yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, some people really get stuck in that. And exactly that, you know, they get lost sight of any other feeling and of any other emotion. And sometimes it just, like I said, it just kind of goes back to asking people the right question. And then for them to be able to come up with, you know, with their own answer.
I'm hoping that somebody listening to this will get, and I know this is a term that people use a lot, and people, it's probably cliche to some people, actually get that emotional breakthrough that they need. Because one of the reasons, one of the reasons I continue to do this is in some way to help people and help all of us to have better relationships. Because I think we spend so much time amassing wealth, amassing things, and not forgetting that what is really important would be the people we have in our lives. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a topic that for me I have a vested interest in a lot of topics, but this one with a hold, because I know there's some things from my past that I know I have suppressed. And then again, somebody might say something and it will trigger something. And I'm like, I'm probably really not over that as I thought I was. But yet I don't shy away from it, because I recognize, and especially because I'm in a space where I have to talk to young people a lot. Mm-hmm. I try to be real with them. So I speak from my own experiences. So I say to them, a lot of the things that you're going through now, it's not foreign to me. So when I'm speaking, I'm not speaking out of a book that I read. This experience, it's because I've had the experience. I think because I can be real with them, they're able to tell me things sometimes that sometimes I really think I am not equipped to handle. But when it gets that way, I try to point them in a direction. But I'm saying all of that to say that I think more of us as older people, because it's safe for me to say that now, should be willing to embrace our past and be willing to share what has happened in our past to help even some of the young people around us not to have some of the experiences that we have had, and so that they will have better relationships. I know you've been enjoying the conversation, but we're going to take a little break and get a word from our sponsor.
Does your business lack branding? Having difficulty realizing your vision? Look no further. Splinth Brand Design Consultancy specializes in developing personal and business brands. Services include strategic management, website creation, social media branding, and more. Visit them online at www.wearesplinth.com. Splinth, the brand you need to succeed.
How did you get to this point, though, as we're wrapping up, though, Johannes, to be able to speak so freely about an issue like this?
I would first start by saying because growing up in church, it's given me a lot of wisdom, and and not just growing up in church, but you know, taking interest in reading my word, and I preached a little bit, not a lot, but I preached a number of times throughout within the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
And between that and it was actually just this path. I've always wanted to grow and become a better person. And that's the other part, you know, we have to want to grow. We have to want it for ourselves. And I wanted it for myself. I wanted to, you know, to be more confident and, you know, just to be better. But it was just this past May, actually, where it was just this very moment where I was praying to God, and I'm like, Lord, open my eyes up to me beyond the limitations of my understanding.
Mm.
And it was about a week and a half to 2 weeks later. And I feel like the answer came so quickly because I was ready for the answer. That, like I said, God opened my eyes up to back to when in high school, when I did get teased and I did get made fun of, that he opened my eyes up to what I had made those moments mean about me. Mm-hmm. It was how I interpreted those moments about me and how I then identified myself. He showed me what it was, and it's just what is. You know, it's not right, it's not wrong. My feelings were totally valid at that time. But now moving forward, I'm like, I don't want to feel that way anymore. And so I then had to validate myself and say, hey, no, I am enough. Because I made it mean that I'm not enough. But then I took the moment to say, no, I am enough as a person. And so it was literally just within that moment. And it was just so freeing from there. And it from then, you know, picking apart that formula a bit. And I'm like, you know, I'm not the only person that can benefit from this. I know that a lot, what God has just shown me, I know that a lot of people can benefit from. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are dealing with stuff.
Yep.
A lot of people are dealing, yep, with a lot of stuff, and it's crazy and it blows my mind. And it sucks and it hurts my heart to see how people are feeling and how the things that people are dealing with. And that's actually kind of why I ended up getting into motivational speaking is growing up in church, you know, at altar call, you know, seeing people at the altar just crying and dealing, mm-hmm, with life. And it's like, why does it have to be like this? And it's just, you know, I'm like, you know what, God, if there's anything that I can do, I want to do it, because people deserve better. Like, we as people, we can, there should be better, you know, more peace of mind and everything better available to us. More help should be available. And so I'm like, you know, God, if there's something I can do, then I want to do it.
Thank you so much, Johannes.
Thank you so much, Noreen. I appreciate it.
If you've said several things, but one of the things that is going to resonate with me is the whole idea of your past is what it was, and you can then control your emotions and control how you interpret the events, because all of these events, past, negatively or positively, they would have shaped us into the persons that we are. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
This was Making It Last podcast. I'm your host, Noreen Daly. Until next time.
Mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, friends for life, won't live in the past. All I wanna do now is making it last.